الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. With regard to the barakat of the month of Rajab, which we explained is one great gift of namaz, and inshallah we will try daily to explain one, two points about namaz which are necessary for us, though practical namaz will be done at the end. And throughout the month, Anwarus Salah is done with us to get the reality of namaz. But until a specific point is not brought to our attention, until we don't pay attention to it, we just like passes over our head. So one point which we are all commonly guilty of is that when we go into ruku from the standing position, at least when we get up from ruku and we go into sajda, very commonly it's a habit with us, we pull our kurta down. Or yeah, the back, sometimes the kurta gets stuck at the back. So for that reason, though we can't see what is happening at the back, but we just pull our kurta. Though it does not break namaz, there are different definitions of amale kathir. That means if we do anything, do so much that commonly it is that the onlooker thinks that this person is not in namaz, then that will break namaz. Though in Bihishti Zewar, that in every act of one, every portion, every rukun, like standing, ruku, etc., sitting, if three times we do one thing which is not part of namaz, then namaz will break. So that is also there. So there are various others also. When our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was here, on one safar he was very particular about just lifting the trouser up. Many people got that also, that they lift the trouser up. So he said that if you lift with both hands, and then he asked Mufti Razaul Haqsa, the Ahmad Barakatum of Darul Ulum Zakaria, he said if you use both hands, your namaz will be broken. But however, whichever mufti we follow and we have trust on, ask him that if I do this, does my namaz break or not? But basically, namaz is that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ سَاكِنُونَ قَالِبًا. That is, the outward body is completely motionless. That is what is required. The only movements in namaz are the movements of namaz. Like lifting up the hands, we have to move our hands. Like fastening our hands, going into ruku, going into sajda, those are there. But besides that, try our best that we don't have any other movement, any other action which is not part of namaz. Even if it is permissible. Unless it's really, also it's common that sometimes it itches you. That you feel like scratching. Yeah, yeah, wherever it is. If you just try it out, till we don't worry about it, automatically our hand just little, the each thought comes and our hand goes and we start scratching. And then many times we do it two times, and it must have happened three times also we happen to do it. But if we just tell ourselves that I like to scratch myself when it itches, but now I'm in namaz, I can't do it. Now after namaz I'm going to scratch myself properly. You'll see by the time after namaz there is no itch left. So it is just shaitan playing with us, that he wants to distract us. Also, very true it is that, not a watertight rule, but very true it is that what the condition of the namaz is inside, that will show on the outside. For example, we're playing with our beard, we're scratching here, we're doing anything which is not part of namaz. Then that is the sign for us, not for somebody else to see in us, or not for us to see in somebody else. If we are doing that, understand our inside namaz is still not right. Just like you have a glass and you have hot water, then steam comes out from it. Or it's very cold water. On the outside of the glass you see that vapor or whatever you call it, you can see it forming. That without touching the glass you know it's cold. It's cold water. So just like that, what is the inside will show on the outside. What our movements are, etc. Our eye movements also will tell us. And the eye movement we know where it should be. We will discuss that sometime. But for today, that when we get up from ruku, then don't pull our kurta down. Let's try and avoid it. And when we go into sajda, don't pull it in front down. Try and avoid that, inshallah. Also, if the kurta is stuck at the back, it doesn't look nice. But if your namaz inside is not nice, that is even worse. This outside, other people will see. But Allah is seeing what is inside. So if our namaz inside is, there isn't that concentration, then it will show that just the slightest little like a itch and our hand will move. Without thinking, we just move our hand. Or without any reason, we just playing with the beard, or we just with the topi. In namaz we are doing it. So we should try and avoid that. And also, if we make the outside correct, it will have an effect on the inside and correct it. And when our inside is correct, it will correct our outside. So anyway, we were talking about namaz, and two points about namaz we had discussed. One is that our five times namaz, we must bring it into our lives. Normally in namaz, in Ramzan we do it, but we should out of Ramadan also. And we can see the masjids are full, Fajr time, all namaz times, which means there are people. But after Eid's day, extra full it is. Eid guy is extra full, but after that again empty. So it's very important we carry on with what we are doing. Not just for the sake, let us not be seasonal Muslims. That in a season we go for Umrah, we are very good Muslims. Hajj, we are very good Muslims. Or we go in Jamaat, 40 days, 4 months, very good. Every sunnah we practicing on practically. But when we come back again, then or Khanka we came, now we are practicing everything. We are sitting down on the floor and eating every day. Unless somebody is excused, he can't help it. But when we go home, then where are we sitting? Are we sitting at the table again? Or at least just the breakfast at the table? We should try and keep these things on all the time. So the five times namaz. Then we spoke about qaza namazes, which is very, very important. May Allah make us all realize. Any of us have started, made intention of starting our qaza namazes? Who has started? MashaAllah. Mani Musa, how many people took books from you?
One.
One person asked you. Yeah. But so many made intention, and just like that, it's not going to come right. Get the book, Mali Musa, you're giving it free. Free of charge. Just a matter of asking. And then, and still we are neglectful, we should try. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And if our faraz namazes are made, we try and be very particular about our nafil then. Because if a deficiency comes out in the faraz, it comes in the hadith, Allah will say, look into his nafil. Has he got something to complete it? Even like that with our rozas, faraz rozas, alhamdulillah, small children also keep. Old people, sickly people, they fight with their doctors that I must keep my rozas. I can't give them up. But some rozas, if there is deficiency in it. Like for example, a person was gurgling his mouth. And his water just went down. Not that he forgot he got roza. By mistake it went down. Then roza breaks with that by mistake. But if you do it intentionally, of course then kafara will be lazim. 60 rozas you will have to keep. And if you did not remember you are in roza, and you drank also, then even if you drank a liter, but you didn't remember you are in roza, then your roza won't break. But by mistake if it goes down, then roza will break. So maybe some of our rozas broke, we don't know. And we have to keep those rozas. So we should try and keep nafil rozas also. May Allah give us tawfiq. After if we get our qaza namazes in order, then really if we are worried about our islah, and we have come for islah, and myself, all of us, if we are worried of our islah, then worry of the outward postures and outward form of our namaz, which will be discussed in the practical namaz. But besides that, we will try, inshallah, every day to try and explain one point, which are common errors and which we have to rectify. So, like today we explained, that try and do no other movement in your namaz, which is not part of namaz. Though it won't break your namaz also. But it's a distraction for namaz. And best is that you try and just stick to what namaz is supposed to be. So that one point that we had discussed, that what is hand moving, just involuntarily it just moves. Try and become conscious of it. And one good way which Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has written, just by me talking, even myself, A person forgets. Many times you give a bayan and you forget yourself that you are not making amal on it. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written one very effective way in order to make one's islah amongst other ways. Pair up with a friend, a good friend, and tell him whatever fault you see in me, then inform me of it. And if I see any fault in you, I will inform you. In this way, because al-mu'min mir'atul mu'min, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. A mu'min is the mirror of a mu'min. Yourself, you can't see your faults. Like that, normally we think I'm alright. Like for example, eating time, bismillah. If you ask somebody, appoint somebody, that you must watch me, do I read my bismillah? Then we will, might be surprised at what it is. One of my grandsons, mashallah, Allah has given him the quality, when I ask him, you read bismillah, he's honest. Other children and other people also, all immediately they say, yes, we read. But we didn't see your lips moving, we read it in the heart. But you're eating with your mouth. You're opening your mouth nice and wide to put all the food inside. But for bismillah, we can't open our mouth. That we have so much ikhlas and sincerity we got, that nobody must know. So we should have that ikhlas in food also. That Allah, that yaqeen, without food, Allah will fill my stomach. Just Allah will put it directly in my stomach. I don't have to have food. Or even Allah doesn't put it. Allah's qudrat is above that. That without food, like, mashallah, how many people who stay awake the whole night and they carry on normal the whole day? Allah gives the tawfiq. They make the ibadat during the night. May Allah give us all tawfiq to try and do as much as we can during this month of Ramadan. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Rahim Sahab Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, when Ramadan should approach to the close of Ramadan, all his very close friends also, his khadims, his murids, he should, and other people, he should tell them, now we will meet after Eid's day, if Allah wishes, if we are living. Ramadan, he shouldn't meet anyone. Besides a very few, very close friends, who should give him a few finjan, those small little cups. Not a big cup, just a small little cup of black tea, Chai Sulaimani. Just a few he should drink, that was all. Otherwise, just ibadat all the time, all the time. And when his very close attendant, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, or the names are the other way around, I'm not remembering correctly now, then he used to say, Hazrat, you're going to get very weak, you're not eating anything. He should say, Subhanallah, I'm getting the taste of the food of Jannat. If Allah makes somebody like that, Alhamdulillah, and it can be achieved also. But we have to work towards it. And it is all on the mashiyat of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. There are people around us who are doing this. May Allah make us also amongst those people. So the outward form of namaz is also very, very important. And for that, don't wait for the end when we will be doing it practically. But continuously every day, try and get a friend. And if it's an alim friend, all the better. And also we will find in this that we might be having quite a bit like argument or controversies. I learnt it this way. I learnt it this way. Then find out here. Yes, Maulana Abdul Rahman sahab, Maulana Musa sahab, there are many other ulama, Maulana Musa Patel, many Mufti Muhammad Desai, many ulama, try and find out from them. And there are different views on many things. So who you are associated to and related to, do it that way, you won't have a problem. If you try and follow every view, you're going to get mixed up in everything. Many things, there are different views, and they are all from the fuqaha and from the ulama. But there are different views, so try and follow one view that you are confident of, like your sheikh you follow, or you have a certain alim who you ask your masalas, follow him in those things, and then just carry on. And then if somebody tells you, like for example, the woman who go to the haram, then there are a lot of Salafi women there who tell them to make the sajda like male sajda. Then just in a nice way, just ignore it. Don't argue with them. You went there for your ibadah. Don't try and prove yourself right. We were there recently, and one brother, also a Salafi, he told one of our friends that I see your group, everything is very good, perfect. But only this, he was reading some kitab of duas. He says, this is not right. So then they went into discussion and then argument. Just ignore it. Say, okay. And if for the moment, one time, Maulana Abrar Ahmed Sahab Dhulyavi, Rahmatullah Ali, very great Ali. He was in Durban, he was visiting us, he was from India. and about some medicine, a controversy started. He was ill at that time, a flu or something. So one person said, no, you can't have this medicine. So he said, okay, bye, and he put it one side. When the brother went away, then he ate it. According to him, it was choice. There was nothing wrong with it. Now, why go into the argument that you're not an alim and you are saying this? He said, okay. And then he just put it one side. Afterwards, according to him, it's choice. And you can have it. So, this is how we should have it. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahab Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali was of the view that in Qurbani animal, one part can be only for one person. You can't have more than one person in one part. Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's father, was in the view it is permissible. And Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahab was on one floor, Maulana Yahya Sahab was on the top floor. If they should come and ask him the masala, he should say, it's not permissible according to me, but Maulana Yahya Sahab says it's permissible. So you go up there and you ask him. And when he tells you it's permissible, you do it according to that. So, but don't do it for your nafs. Don't follow your nafs in these matters. Have an alim who you trust. Because, and then all this big controversy, the ulama have got differences, will just fall away. The difference of opinion of the sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, بَأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِحْتَدَيْتُمْ. In that hadith also there is ikhtilaf. That some say the hadith is not sahih also. And others accept it as sahih, is correct that hadith. So in that also, that whichever sahabi you will follow, you will be guided. They are all rightly guided stars. Whoever you are going to follow, you will reach your destination. So, but this is nafs that we say, the ulama, all different views, what must I do? Who you sincerely follow, not for your nafs sake. Not for this masala, then you ask this alim, because you know he gives this masala according to that. When it's another masala, the other alim you go to. Because you know he will give you that masala according to that. Then you are following no alim, you are following your nafs. You should have one alim, one mufti, who you feel his ilm is sahih, correct, and he's a sincere, genuine person. You follow him in everything. So anyway, so our outward namaz, try and correct it in this way. And let it not happen that if I happen to ask again tomorrow, then also still nobody started. Like quite a few brothers have, mashallah, started their qaza namazes, but we requested they take the books also to keep the record, but they slipped up on that. So they will remember, one day is in any case, any person won't forget one day's namazes, how many qazas he made. So, but keep the book and fill it in, so that our namazes can come up to date. Then the fourth point about namaz is that one is concentration in namaz. The third point is that we have the outward form of the namaz correct. In the fourth point, there are two points that I would like to discuss. One is concentration and one is devotion. They are two different things. One is to concentrate in our namaz. That is, and there are various, as we would read in Anwarus Salah also, like for example, just to think I'm reading the first rakat of namaz. That is also called concentration. That I mean ruku, that is also concentration in namaz. More than that, that the what we are reading, and it's not so much that we are reading. We should try and concentrate on that, we should try and learn that. And for that, the best is Miftahul Quran. There are many people amongst us who like to learn the Arabic language also. So no problem, very good also. But the best is, what I usually suggest, is to start with this kitab, Miftahul Quran. It is in Urdu Arabic and it is in English Arabic also. So we can get that kitab by which all the things which we are reading in namaz, we will know the meaning and we'll know that amount of Arabic. Many du'as that we are making, we will know the meanings of those du'as, we will know so much more Arabic words. And then afterwards, if we do the five parts complete, a person just needs an environment of Arabic and he will be able to speak Arabic also. And you will be speaking classical Arabic, Quran Arabic and Hadith Arabic, not modern Arabic. You will be able to speak that. So Allah give us that tawfiq also, so that the du'as when we make them, the best is to make them in Arabic, in the language and in the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. We make our du'as like that and we will get the meanings from there. So we should try and concentrate. With regard to that, with concentration, few points that we should try and keep in mind. Like almost all non-Muslims just cannot comprehend that how Muslims make five times a day namaz. It just doesn't click in their minds. How can you pray so much? Whenever you see you out there praying, they are praying all the time. When are they doing other work? But we as Muslims, we know all the other work is carrying on. Business is carrying on, factories are running, and the house is carrying on. We are visiting, our children getting married, we are visiting and with family, everything happens. And namaz is also taking place all the time. They can't understand that how. Same way with Rosa, they can't understand that how you stay hungry. Especially in the northern hemisphere, where about 20 hours Rosa. How? But little children are keen to keep, and they are keeping it. And nobody is dying of hunger, dying of Rosa. Nobody is dying of Rosa. They are keeping their Rosas. So just like that, many Muslims also, who are not used to namaz, they also can't understand that how you manage to get up for Fajr. You got up for Sehri, you stayed awake, you made your Fajr also, and then again Zuhr, lunch time, you are going to make Zuhr, you are not having lunch in Ramzan, Asr time. And mashallah, how many brothers who have to travel around Asr time, but they make a point, they work out. Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Nazim, was in charge of the Madrasa in Saharanpur, the Darul Ulum. Deoband may be about roughly 20 kilometers away. Very seldom he should travel. Sometimes to go and meet some Allah wala in Deoband, great ulama, then he should travel. But about a few days before, he should get a timetable of all the trains that are going, all the buses that are going, and he should work it out and try his best that not one namaz he misses with jamaat. That every namaz he gets with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. And inshallah, if Allah gives us the tawfiq, we'd like to mention as we go along some incidents of our akabir, how they were regular with takbir-e-ula. It's mind-boggling. For 20, 30 years, the namaz with takbir-e-ula, they performed it. It's really mind-boggling. But this shows that what qualities these people had. Our namaz, there are those brothers who come from, and we know the traffic nowadays, those who are here local, or it's a worldwide thing. Traffic jams are a worldwide thing. And coming from Joburg here, for leaving work, even if you leave an hour earlier, 4 o'clock, you're in the middle of the traffic. And then still you want to make your asr also. But mashallah, they make the arrangement. And my ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, if your niyat is sincere, you want to make your namaz with jamaat, takbir-e-ula, you won't know how it happens, but it happens. But when there is a chore, a thief inside, and you want to evade the jamaat, you just want to make it on your own, then even if you are right near masjid, you won't make it. But if you are sincere, Allah will make it according jaisi niyat, waisi barkat. How our niyat is, Allah gives barkat like that, then it will become easy. So like those people can't understand, those who are not regular with namaz, how these people make their namazes, and not only their namaz, but they make it with jamaat, and they go out of their way to make it with jamaat. So we, those who are making namaz with jamaat, know it's possible. And yeah, again, those people who, for example, are teaching in the madrasa, in the Darul Ulum, they are here in Azadville all the time. And for them it's not difficult. But there are those brothers who are traveling to Joburg, to Krugersdorp, to other places, Pretoria, and they are traveling, and they also making their namaz. And they make many, almost, I'm astonished, and I admire these people who are like working class people. Like we will call worldly people, they're not like, but how they manage their namaz and how they go out of their way and make sure they make their namazes with jamaat. It is a real great achievement and is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Now from there, if we come to the next again, those who are making namaz, five times namaz, we are making with jamaat, but we can't, many of us, it's difficult that we to comprehend and to understand, to concentrate fully in namaz. Because thoughts are so wild. Like if you're walking with little children, a mother walking with her child, and there's a puddle of water. Children like to play in water, though the mother is holding the hand, but the child pulls its hand separate and goes and play in the water. Or in the Haramain Sharifain, and everywhere, shopping centers, they have a special place where lost children are found. Because children just go away. More than what the children go away from their parents, from their mother, thoughts go away. and you don't know when and where the thought is gone. Where you were and now where are you again? Hafizas also know if it happens, though they have to be much more careful, especially when they perform hambrawing the door or making taraweeh with the mutashabihat. And sometimes when you didn't, your thought just went off. Now you lost, where am I? Which ayat is this here? You get lost like that. So, just like that, our thoughts. So we can't imagine that how these people can have thoughts like this and concentrate in their whole namaz. But if we will start getting into it, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Dhyan lagana, Dhyan ka hona faraz nahi hai. Dhyan ka lagana faraz hai. To have concentration in namaz is not faraz. To bring that concentration, that is faraz. Because we know the mind wanders all the time. That's human being. The mind just wanders all the time. But if we make an effort and we collect out the thoughts, when they go away, and then we realize, oh, my child is not with me. He's gone away. Go and look for him, pull him, and bring him back again. When we will start doing this, slowly, slowly, our concentration in namaz will get bulk. And we will get concentration in namaz. Otherwise, at the moment, for many of us, Allah help us all, that from Allahu Akbar, tell Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, we didn't even think of Allah Ta'ala. Or very, very little. And in there is another point also, that Allahu Akbar, in namaz, every namaz, if I'm correct, is about 6 takbirs we say. The first one, Allahu Akbar, when we go in ruku, when we get up, is Sami Allahu liman hamida, so it's 2 so far. When we go in sajda, is 3. Get up from sajda, 4. Go in sajda, 5. Get up from sajda, 6. So every rakat has got about 6 times Allahu Akbar. And namaz is from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and taught it practically to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And here we will just digress again a little bit to help us that be sure 100% nobody could have made namaz just reading the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif hasn't spelled out how namaz must be made. That is found in the Hadith Sharif. And be sure also that just studying the Hadith, that what call it, you cannot make namaz. You have to see somebody making namaz. That is why Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and on 3 occasions he read namaz, the awwal work, he read namaz, the middle work, at the time, and the end time, or 2 times. 2 times to show the difference. But Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam practically demonstrated the namaz. And he showed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So those people who are of the idea we don't need our ulama and we can just study the hadith or from the sahaba directly we can learn, we can't do that. It's impossible to make namaz just like that. You have to go from your ustad upwards. And then your namaz will be made. So anyway, Allah, namaz has come from Allah Ta'ala. And every rakat has got 6 times takbir, Allahu Akbar. And the imam is saying Allahu Akbar, and it's mustahab to say also Allahu Akbar. The first Allahu Akbar is farad. Without that, your namaz won't be made. But the other takbirs are not farad to say. But we all say that. So we heard it 6 times, and we repeated it also 6 times in every rakat. For the day, it comes to close to 200 times Allahu Akbar. And then sab'a mathani, the 7 ayats which are repeated often. That is the Surah Fatiha. How many times don't we hear it? And Allah has ordained it. And in the namazes which are quiet, sirri namazes, Zuhar, Asr, or the third and fourth rakat in Isha, the third rakat in Maghrib, etc. There, the imam is reading, and the advice that is given, now what must we think about? And many, very few people perhaps ask, that we are not reading in Zuhar, Asr, anything, and according to Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Ali, they have to read the Surah Fatiha. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Ali, you are not allowed to read Surah Fatiha with your tongue, with your lips. Now what must we do in that? So there, the ulama have written that the best thing to think about is Surah Fatiha. Iqra' fi nafsi. Read it in your heart, Surah Fatiha. Now so many times, and Allah called it sab'a mathani, the 7 ayats which are repeated very often. So why has Allah put so many times Allah? The Muazzin calls at the beginning 4 times Allahu Akbar. And then at the end again 2 times Allahu Akbar. We are ordered that we must reply to the Adhan. And we are replying those to those Takbirs. We are saying them. Altogether how much they become. Eh? 6 fives are 30, that's 5 Adhans. And we repeating it is another 30 again. So over 250 times the bare minimum. If a person reads his Tasbihah, and he reads the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Or after Asr, after Fajr, 33 times, Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. So for the whole day, how many times aren't we saying Allahu Akbar? But just compare our, think of our condition, may Allah help us, guide us. And this is why we have come here, not just to give a bayan or to listen to the bayan, but that we think of these things and bring it, let us, with that niyat, let us listen. On that niyat, I'll just digress a little bit, just remind me where I was, that one great alim has written that why aren't such ulama produced as in the past? Though we see today, mashallah, we are getting again different ulama today, what qualities they have got. And those who are still learning also, the standard of the Hibs today, mashallah, what great standard. The whole Darul Uloom looks like it's full. Almost every second, third class, 3 Suparas Taraweeh, 2 Suparas Taraweeh, 1.5 Suparas Taraweeh, the masjid, yeah, there, 30 Suparas one night. Yeah, Hafiz Yusuf made 29 Suparas, one rakat. So all this year, mashallah, this is the old of the great Buzur, these things are coming back to life again. These things here. So one great alim wrote that why aren't such ulama being produced? He said that a student who studies, for example, his niyat is, which is very common in other countries. Now unfortunately it's coming here also, who studies to get a degree. Like he'll go to university where they recognize the alim degree of the madrasa, they give them entrance and then they go and sit for an exam, and with that exams they get better jobs. So he says when you, and the other student who studies and his niyat is solely to serve deen, not as a living also, it's not a job that he's studying for. Like many of our alimas also, they say become an alima, then you can go teach, you'll get an income. That is not a correct intention. The intention of deen ilm is solely to serve deen, for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. People have not recognized Allah as Allah is to be recognized. Because Allah Ta'ala feeds every living thing in the earth. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala gives the rozi. When you're serving deen and Allah won't feed you, or won't look after you, it's impossible. Allah will look. So he says this niyat, that we're doing it as a job. As a, to get an income to support myself and my family, to get a degree at a university, etc. And the other is you do it solely for Allah. Those who did it solely for Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahmatullah alayh, when he qualified with his friends, almost all his friends, he said, they went and set for a university course, they enrolled, and they write the exam, which they pass very easily. But with that certificate, they get government jobs. So they should always trouble him. He, after his studies, he carried on with his mutala to make himself a more solid ali. And that is very important for us also, that we carry on studying our kitabs. So he carried on. So his friends, always like friends are, insisting, persisting, why don't you also come? So he should tell them to put it off, I can't afford the fees. One day one friend told, I will pay your fees. So he said, are you sure? He said, yes, definitely. Then he told him, see, I was just making an excuse, because I don't want to just get into arguments, I've got more important things to do. But today let me tell you, that if the university has to write me a letter, that you just have to come and just enter the examination hall. You don't have to reply one question also. You just give a blank answer book back again. And we will put you first, number one, then also I will never go there. And then people saw in the world, Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahmatullah alayh, Karachi, what work Allah took from him. So that jazba has to be in a person, which today we neglect very, very much. And today we who are regarded as the senior and higher ulama, we encourage our younger students that you also go to university, you go and do this course. Today, we just heard in the kitab reading now, that if you got Quran Sharif, what can be superior? And if you think something is superior than Quran Sharif, you have done a great injustice to the Quran. The words of Allah, what can be superior than that? So Allah give us that jazba. Where was it? Yeah. So how many times we are reading Surah Fatiha? How many times we are takbir, we are repeating? But just ask ourselves, it didn't even tickle our hearts. It didn't even touch the greatness of Allah. How great Allah Ta'ala is. We are repeating it almost 300 times a day, which we are repeating. And on the other hand, look, that you got your phone and you just hear a sound, a message has come. And how you rush to grab the phone and looking for it here, there. That hasn't not only tickled the heart, it has moved the whole heart. While you're driving, your phone, the safety of the road is another thing. Your own safety, safety of other people. But the phone message came. And then while you're driving, you're reading the message also. And many people even replying the message. Typing the message. Not a voice message, they are typing the message in while they are driving also. So, and the Quran, the deen, Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah. How great Allah is. Why hasn't this touched us? And we are those who are making our namaz for 30 years, 40 years, we are deeni conscious. How many takbirs? How many times we have read Quran Sharif? One alim friend of mine told me, I said that if you send your driver to go and deliver goods or something, and you send him on an errand, and you give him directions. But you can see from his facial expression, he hasn't understood. So you draw a diagram for him, and you show it to him. You see, still he hasn't understood. And then you give him a GPS, navigator, and you put the whole route for him. And on that you show him the route also. And you show him landmarks also. Everything you do, still he hasn't understood. You tell him, I'll be in touch with you on the cell phone. As you go along, I will tell you where to turn, what to do. And still he goes and gets lost. So what will we say about such a person? But really, how many times have we made khatam of Quran Sharif? And the greatness of Allah hasn't still touched us. And the Quran from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, speaking of Allah's greatness. What? A person really cannot do tafsir of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, his whole life he can't finish it. And then, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ رَبِّ النَّاسِ, and refuge from رَبِّ النَّاسِ, the whole Quran Sharif. But yet, our namaz, we know what is the Quran. I speak for myself. And perhaps many of us, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. You think other people are like you, others may be, mashallah, very much advanced. But you speak for yourself, that what is our namaz, where are we still? So this Allahu Akbar hasn't still touched us also. Surah Fatiha, also what I noticed for myself, that many times Surah Fatiha, mind is wandering. When the Imam starts a surah, then somehow try to get the mind there. But for Surah Fatiha, we did. Why did Allah put it in every rakah? Allah could put read just a surah, just read one ruku. You don't have to reread Surah Fatiha every time. Allah, the all wise. فَأَلُّ الْحَكِيمُ لَا يَخْلُوَ عَنِي الْحِكْمَةِ. Allah's every action is filled with wisdom. So that is what we have to ponder upon. And Allah has called us to the masjid away from our homes. At home we know, people in Haram Sharif also, not Haram Sharif, in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, many people make namaz in front of the TV. Some people make their zikr while listening to radio also, while listening to something else also. So our mind is there. Allah called us away from all those things. And one of the reasons which we didn't encourage, and still we don't encourage, but we are helpless now, of the receivers at home. That the ladies listen at home. And all of them say, they are busy cleaning the table, and the receiver is on. They are busy cleaning vegetables, and they are talking also, and they are hearing also. But Allah took us away from all that. Therefore, for ladies' program, if they come away from their home, and they gather at one place, and there is no distraction there. Another problem is small children. They cause a lot of distraction, and especially when the speaker is now not in front. Now they want to legitimize. You must have a screen, and the speaker's photo must be there. Because if you don't see the speaker, you don't pay attention. So now we have to see this. Then they start talking, and if it's in a foreign language which they don't understand, then the amount of talking, they just don't listen. Anyway, from all those things, Allah took us away and brought us in the masjid. And here in the masjid, once some non-Muslims came to a masjid in Joburg, and it was some ordinary day, and they asked, where is their God, Allah? They thought he's also, na'uzu billah, an idol. So one of them said, they only take him out on Fridays. They showed it. So human nature is, who you worship, we don't know that Allah Ta'ala, how kind he has been to us. And how kind Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they have given us that amount of understanding that we worship Allah without seeing Allah Ta'ala. And many Muslims also, unfortunately, who are but far, they made such remarks. What are you worshipping the wall? You're making namaz, your wall is your sutra. At home you are making, you are worshipping. They want something there. The man's nature is he wants something which he worships. But Allah's Rasul, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have made such an effort on us that they took us above that level. That we don't see anything in front of us here. It's in fact not advisable to have anything written on the walls of the masjid also. And people's clothing also that has got writing is not advisable. Because it distracts. On the socks, the person in front of you went in the sajda and he's got some writing on his socks, then that is on, it distracts you all that. Designs distract you. That's why the best design is in which there is no design. And that is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the best design. That you don't get distracted in any way. Otherwise, all these things, musallas today have got so much of designs on it. And also many musallas. One friend, he actually took photos of many masjids, musallas. And he showed me, he said, there's a cross there. There's a cross there. We have it designed by these non-Muslims. And they make sure they put their crosses in. And some are exactly at the place of sajda. They make a cross at the place of... Nobody in our mind, wildest mind, remotest mind that we are making na'udhu billah sajda to the cross. But it's not advisable, it's not good. Just plain is the best. There is nothing better than simplicity and plainness. Al-bazazatu min al-iman, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Simplicity and plainness is part of iman. And the more, see for ourselves, the more we are going into designs, and the more we are going into fashions, it means the more we are going, but we are getting away from iman. And the more simplicity is coming in our topi, in our kurta, in our shoes, in our socks, in our houses, then understand, inshallah, that we are coming closer to iman. So this is also very, very important that we should work on our namaz, that this concentration that we have, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And when we lift our hands, many ulama have written many things that we are throwing the whole world behind us. Or we are surrendering to Allah, like a soldier on the battlefield, he picks up his hands, I've surrendered, don't shoot me. So we have surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. We have thrown everything, the kitchen for the ladies, they've thrown it behind their back. They were busy with their sewing, they've thrown it behind their back. And we are in the shop, the offices, we have thrown it behind our back. And some people at the stadiums, they also make namaz, alhamdulillah. But now, while they are making namaz, they are watching the match also. Hey? What is happening there? Namaz also is being made. So that Allah called us to His house, where there can be no distraction, where our concentration is fully on Allah Ta'ala. Many of us ask also, that how is it that today namazes are not doing that for us, which the namazes of the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, did for them. But our namazes and their namazes, Allahu Akbar. For us to call our namaz, namaz is also, we need lot of jurat and guts to call it namaz. Salat, the literal translation, dua, in connection with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. We have to work towards it. So anyway, concentration comes first. So let us try and work on this concentration. At least on Surah Fatiha. And on Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Let us work on this. And just like other people can't understand how we make five times namaz. And we can't understand how you can have... And concentration in namaz, you will see, it takes a lot of yo-yo mentally. To concentrate on anything. Like students, we had some students of Arab countries. I'm watching my watch and I'm still carrying on. They 10 minutes in the class, they say, too heavy now, we have to go smoke outside. 10 minutes is too much for them. Average people have worked out about 40 minutes a person can concentrate, youngsters. So periods are normally in classes, in schools, and that 35, 40 minutes, 30, 45 minutes. That's how much a person's concentration can be. And then it depends on many other factors also. But our namaz is how many? 2 minutes, 2 rakats namaz, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 4 rakats namaz. But, so we have to try. So, and it needs a lot of strength from the mind. And, but do it. And then we can then move on to the next. Just like in Anwarus Salah, at the end of every Anwar, every chapter, don't move to the next until you have accomplished this one year first. So yeah, also try and do this. Bring that concentration, work on it. And then let Allahu Akbar have an effect on us. Let Surah Fatiha have an effect on us. Then the whole of namaz also, inshallah, will have an effect. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله.